Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hello and good morning, everybody. God is good. God is great and greatly to be praised. I'm excited to see what God is doing in us, in you. I'm excited about this day. We're in the month of February, and you know what? We don't know how the weather is going to be in this month. We don't know how things, we can't plan because it's all in His hands. You think, well, we made it through the roughest part of winter, and we made it through the really heavy snow. But you know what? There might be some rough days ahead. Might be some really, really heavy snows ahead. Might be some hardship ahead. Yeah. It might be some time when you gotta hold on to what you have and build yourself, build some storage up. Hold on to whatever change monies you have and be able to store some things. You know, God allows us to go through things to make us stronger, to help us to endure, to help us to not be so minded to think that nothing can happen. He equips us, and that's a good thing. Yeah. We don't want to be so, I'm saying we don't want to be so minded or carefree that we don't think nothing could ever happen, because things happen. Because hardships come. And the old folks used to say, looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. You know, we got to be ready. And it's a good thing to prepare yourself. Yeah. When things get tight, we have to learn to prepare ourselves, get through the hard times. Yeah. And I just want you to know that may be some difficult times ahead. It may be. We want to pray for those who's having hardships and hard times. There may be some little roughness, some little ruggedness ahead. Prepare yourself. That's a good thing. Learn how to hold on to what you have and help others. Help others to make it. Help others to get through difficulties. Help others and share with those that don't have. Build up what's important. One another. Yeah, I thank God for teaching us and helping us so we don't have to fall into a trap of not having and don't know where you're going to go, what you're going to do. And He teaches us from times past and present. You can make it. We want to pray for those who lost jobs. We want to pray for those who don't know where the next meal's coming from. We want to pray for those who in the hospital and laying in the hospital bed and don't know how they're going to pay that hospital bill. God will bring you through. God will bring you through. God will carry you through hardships, dangers, seen and unseen. I thank God for His grace, His mercy, His favor. Yeah, I thank God for bringing us through last year into this year and carrying us on. He's a good God. And you know what? He loves you more than you could ever know. Yeah. We have a word for you today. Join me as I ask God to bless this message. I'm excited about what he's doing. And like I said, there may be some rugged days ahead, but you just hold on. Keep the faith. And don't never stop praying. Don't ever stop talking to the Lord and building that relationship with him. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. Oh, Lord, I just pray that you would bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Help them to see you clearly and to love you more dearly and to follow you closely. Yeah. Lord, I pray that you would bless those in hospital room. I pray that you would bless those, Lord, who lost loved ones, who loved ones have passed on. I pray, God, that you would bless those that are homeless. Don't know where the next meal's coming from. I pray, God, that you would bless those in California who lost everything. Please, please, please lift them, bless them, restore them better than they had before. Lord, I pray that you would bless those who are suffering. I pray that you would bless those who are in depression. Lift their spirits, Lord. Lift their spirits. Oh, God, I pray that you would bless those that are in leadership. I pray that they would follow you, that you would give them guidance and wisdom so that the decisions they make are for the good that affect your people. We thank you in advance for all you've done, Lord, and we thank you for all you're doing. Help us to draw closer to you each and every day. We thank you, Lord, for our growth. We thank you, Lord, for our future growth. And we're excited about the work that you're doing through us. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a word for you today. The title of our message today is Encounters with God. Encounters with God. Encounters with God. That's really a powerful word, encounters with God, because he allows us to meet him through people, to see him through people. Yeah, he really does. Somebody was telling me of a time when they had an accident and somebody appeared at that accident to help them. That's an encounter. That's an encounter with God, a God spirit. Person was telling me that they had an accident and they went over a ravine. And somebody appeared there at the bottom of the ravine and help them. That's an encounter. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Yeah. I remember on the highway when I was driving down the highway. I talk about it all the time, quite often. My car did a 360 in the middle of the highway. Yeah. Spun completely around. Yeah. After it spun completely around, I was able to open up the door. My arm was broken, but I was able to open the door. Right there, somebody said, "Can I help you? Can I call you an ambulance? Can I help you?" Right there as I opened and stepped out. See, that's an encounter. That's an encounter. Yeah. We all may experience encounters at different times in our life. What is God telling us? How does he want us to grow from this? Let's look at the book of Acts, Acts 26 and 16. Acts, New Testament. Acts 26 and 16. Let's see what the Word of God says. Acts 26, verse 16. Okay, let's read what happened a little bit before and what happened after it, okay? We'll go to verse 12, okay? This is Paul speaking, telling what happened to him on his journey. And let's read. On verse 12, it says, on his road to Damascus, okay? Verse 20 is chapter 26, verse 12. It says, on one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, O king, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground. And I heard a voice saying to me in Arabic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Then I asked, who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. The Lord replied. Verse 16, here's our key verse. Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. Yeah, those were the Lord Jesus' words. He spoke to Paul and he said, get up, stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. Okay, and then verse 17, it says, I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan to God. That's Jesus speaking to Paul, okay? So that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Those were the words of Jesus to Paul on the road to Damascus. Yeah, he says, get up, stand on your feet. Get up, stand on your feet. I've appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and of what I will reveal to you. God has a work for us. We say, yes, Lord, I'll go. Yes, Lord, I'll do what you called me to do. Sometimes he reminds us of that moment that we said yes. He reminds us of that moment that he revealed himself to us. And then it was a time of decision. He reminds us, you can be 20 years old. It could have happened 30 years ago. It could have happened 5 minutes ago. It could have happened a year ago. But there was a definite time when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, I'll follow you. That's what Paul was remembering on his road when he was on the road to Damascus, when Jesus appeared to him and said, why are you persecuting me? And Jesus came into his heart. Yeah. He had a word for Paul. He had a ministry and a message for Paul. And he let Paul know that you got a work to do. I'm going to make you servant and you're going to do the work. When the Lord called you, when you said yes to the Lord, what was your task after that? Was it to be a servant? What was it? What's your task after you say yes to the Lord? Is that just, yes, I've said yes, Lord, come into my heart. And then we just go about our regular day? Or is there a ministry? Is there a message? Is there a task? Is there work to be done? Let your answer be yes. Let your answer be yes. God was working on your life long before you even knew about it. God knew you before time began. He knew what he wanted to do with your life. That's the scripture. Let's go to Jeremiah. God knew you. Let's go to Jeremiah 1 and 5. Okay. Jeremiah 1 and 5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. How is it the Lord knew us? He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That's not just to Jeremiah, that's to us. Yeah. Yes. The Lord knew you before time began, and he knew what he wanted to do with your life. Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. God knew Jeremiah long, and he knew you before you were even born or even conceived. He thought about you and planned for you. When you feel discouraged or when you feel inadequate, remember that God has always thought of you as valuable. And that he has a purpose, that he has a purpose in mind for you. Yeah. So when you say yes to the Lord, that doesn't stop right there. There's a work to be done. Yeah. There's a lot of work and certain souls to be won. And you say, well, how can I? It's through you living your life. How can I do this? How can I do that? How can I reach this? How can I help that? It's through you living your life. Pleasing to God. Following his lead, following his direction. Yeah. Being available, saying, yes, Lord, I'll go. Yes, Lord, I'll serve. Yeah, let's look at Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verse 13. It says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And then verse 14, it says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Yeah. Thank God for his word. Thank God that he reinforces what he's teaching. He reinforces it. Yeah. He says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's you. He knew what he was doing. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. That's Psalm 139, verse 14 right there. Verse 15, it says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. For your eyes saw my unformed body. Boy, your eyes saw my unformed body. Yeah. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to me. In other words, Lord, you knew all about me before I was even born. Yeah. Yeah. What do we do with this encounter with God? What do we do? Before the Apostle Paul's conversion, his experience on the road to Damascus, Jesus already knew Paul and had specific assignment for him even before that conversion time. But Jesus only revealed this assignment after his conversion. Yeah, in Acts 9 and 15, he revealed his assignment after this conversion. Let's go back to Acts 9 and 15. Acts 9, 15, it says, let's see, Acts 9 and 15. But the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles. Speaking about Paul or Saul at the time, because his name was still at the time Saul, but he said, verse 15, okay, Acts 9th chapter, verse 15. But the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Yeah. Yeah. And then verse 17, it says, then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hand on Saul, he said, brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. So Ananias, the Lord spoke to Ananias and sent him to minister to Paul. Well, at the time, his name was Saul. The same thing. His name was changed to Paul. Okay. Verse 18, it says, immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. Scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. And after taking some food, he regained his strength. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. An encounter. That's the title of our message, is Encounters with God. Yeah. When the Lord shows you, when he's there, right there, covering you, he will send his angels to protect you. It's not just a mystical thing that never happens. No, it happens. It happens. Paul was misguided in his back in the day. He thought, you know, getting rid of the Jews and this and that. He was misguided. He was misguided and God stopped him on the road. Why are you waging war against the Christians? And although God knew what he wanted for Paul, he waited to reveal it to him. Until he gained his attention, until he got Paul's attention and became his Lord. Yeah. Our Lord does not come to us to discover what we would like to accomplish. He encounters us in order to reveal his activity and invite us to become involved in his work. He wants us to be a part of his work. He's not wanting to just to be involved in what we're doing. He wants us to become involved in his work. Winning souls. Become involved in his work. Blessing others. To be involved in his work. Lifting. Encouraging. Building. Loving on the lost. Loving on people. What about if they don't look like you? What about if they don't look like you? What about if they don't act like you? What about their lifestyle is different than your lifestyle has been? An encounter with God requires us to adjust ourselves to be the activity of God that has been revealed. Yeah. God wants to use us. God wants to use you. An encounter with God is more than just that encounter, but it's for a reason. Paul's encounter with God on the road to Damascus, it changed him. It turned him around from being a persecutor of Christians to being the best preacher, teacher, leader. Yeah. Yeah. An encounter with God requires us to adjust ourselves to the activity of God that has been revealed. And God never communicates with us merely to give us a warm devotional thought for the day. It's not, our encounter with him is not just for a warm thought. It's for service. It's to do the work. It's to make a difference. That's what that encounter is for. Yeah. Yeah. It's not about just biblical knowledge to just our encounter, just to study the word. That's a good thing to study the word. It's good. But there's a work to be done. There's so many people that don't know who Jesus is, that don't know the love of Christ, that don't know that he saves, he heals, he satisfies, he restores, he builds. Well, what if I've done this? Pastor, what if? He died so that you might have a right to eternal life. Our message to you today is encounter with God. That makes a difference. That makes a difference. Your encounter with God makes a difference, and it's a marking point in should be in your life forever. Yeah. I want to say, because he lives in us, we can make a difference. Because he lives in you, can make a difference. I thank God for his patience and his love that he has for us. And sometimes after that encounter, sometimes we don't give it no more weight, but it is everything. That conversion is everything. Come on, somebody. Because it takes us from darkness to light. And it changes our whole mindset. I'm so sorry. I have to go, but I just want to encourage you to build yourself on your most holy faith. Get out there and meet people. Grow. Build up your most holy faith in him. This is Pastor Donna Evans. I want to say hello to Sister Patricia. God bless you in DeSoto. May God keep you as you walk with God. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks.